You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Miami Marlins with MLB.com's Marlins beat reporter, Joe Fusaro. Joe, this is probably a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How big a deal is getting Jose Fernandez back in this point in this season?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, just seeing the energy Jose brings and, you know, obviously the success rate that he brings is really remarkable. And, you know, it's just a shot in the arm in the season. I haven't, you know, had a lot to cheer about. You get Jose Fernandez back in there, and, you know, he looks like Jose. You know, remember we were talking, thinking, wondering if he got 3-4 innings. He went 5, picks up a win right away. And then he'll get another test with the Nationals here this weekend in Washington. But, you know, just knowing that you have that type of talent, that type of player around, huge for this organization.
Was it a surprise at all? This guy sits out 5 weeks with an injury. He's still not all that long removed from major surgery. And he goes out and he's surgical. I mean, 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, under 14 pitches an inning, 7 swinging strikes. I mean, everything about it looks really good. Is it a surprise to you at all that this guy still does this kind of thing, even with layoffs, even no matter what?
The natural reaction is yes, because normally it doesn't work that way. But pretty much, you know, when Jose Fernandez is ready to pitch, he's usually ready to pitch at the level of Jose Fernandez, which, as you know, it's command and, you know, all that stuff when you – you know, maybe one of your pitches isn't sharp when you miss extended periods of time, but not with this guy. He comes back, and it, like you say, it's like he's never left. It just speaks to, you know, his work ethic, his pitching knowledge. This kid is a strong physical kid and who's very competitive and really attacks everything. Okay, I got to do this to get better. He attacks it at a level that people don't usually see. And then it just translates on the mound, and, you know, hitters don't have a fun day when he's out there.
Aside from just he's a freak, which only goes so far because Matt Harvey's a freak too, and so is Steven Strasburg, and there are insanely talented pitchers who, in their first year back from surgery, have had some growing pains, have had some issues, have had command issues, whatever, haven't been at that level. Aside from just simply this guy's ridiculous, and that may be the answer, what is it that has allowed him, not just this time back, but this entire abbreviated season through 8 starts, to be not only effective, but frankly as good as he ever was in his first season back from surgery?
Yeah, there are a few things. For one, there's a competitiveness to him. You know, his story is well known, how he got out of Cuba, and just his life lessons, you know, have put him at a completely different level than most athletes who just, you know, train and have to be really good. So, you know, he has that in his background, and he just, you know, the time away, he also expresses often about how he just loves being on the mound. So the time away makes it even more for him, you know, when he's out there, to cherish that opportunity. And usually after a start like he just had, there were a couple of starts like he's just had, the first thing out of his mouth since the Tommy John is, thank God for health. You know, I'm healthy. I feel good. I'm blessed for health. So he's very much aware that how quickly it could be taken away, that I think there's appreciation level. You know, and then we get to just the ability to throw a baseball and wherever he wants and snap off, you know, real nasty sliders and throw 98 and do all that other good stuff. You know, you have all that going, but, you know, truly when he's ready to pitch, he comes ready to pitch.
So we should be getting ready now because we will be talking about this at some point next year, almost certainly. What is the plan? What will be the restrictions? What will be the limitations on Fernandez next year in his first full year back from the surgery?
You know, they kind of use the common sense approach, but I think, you know, you're going to have to look, because obviously the total number of innings isn't going to be even close to what it needs to be. if he were going to track towards, you know, 150 to 200. So they're going to have to, you know, get him up there, especially if this is a team that they feel can compete next year. It's going to be like the Mets with Harvey. You're going to want him at the most crucial times. Obviously, they have a long way to go organizationally. But, you know, it's going to be one of those typical, oh, if we could get him out an inning early here. A built-in off day, he'll go 6 days, maybe the occasional skip a start, you know, that type of stuff. And, you know, I think they haven't completely devised how they're going to do it, but it's along those lines, wherever they could cut a corner. What I would do with him, you know, I'd probably put him at the back end of spring training, you know, just to, you know, get him started a little later in terms of getting in the Grapefruit League games and things of that nature. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that go into play there, but innings will be an issue, you know, because he's not going to have a ton, and he hasn't had a ton in 2 years. So, you know, it's just going to be a process. That's the thing. You know, we've talked on any given when he's healthy, you can go out there, be as good as anybody on the planet, but what's he going to look like after 15 starts going into a 16th start or 20 starts going into his 21st start? That's what he has to get to. And, you know, I think Jose is also going to have to probably pitch, you know, maybe a little bit differently, maybe early in the year, not be such a rely so much on the secondary pitches, because, you know, one of the reasons why he's so nasty is his fastball percentage is just a little over 50%, and they throw that slider about 30-something percent, and curveball, you know, whatever that percent, and changeup to get to the other 48 or 45%. So, you know, pitch off his fastball a little bit more, you know, if that's something that they consider, you know, we'll have to see, because that fastball is certainly good enough. But, you know, they're going to, as you know, they're just going to have to treat this with care. But, you know, this is a guy that you want there as often as possible. That's often hard to do if he's ready to pitch to pull the reins in on him.
So not to put the cart too far ahead of the horse, and also noting that it's not an exact parallel because the timing on the surgeries between Matt Harvey and Jose Fernandez was not the same. But they do have the same agent, and the Mets did a lot of these things you were talking about this year. They tried to find the inning here and there. They tried to find the extra day here and there. And so we got to the beginning of September, and suddenly there was an enormous issue with Matt Harvey's innings. So will the Marlins do something in advance, not just as far as planning for their own purposes, but do you see them getting in touch with Fernandez, with Scott Boras, to do some sort of, to reach some kind of agreement so that this kind of situation that has happened with Harvey doesn't happen with Fernandez next year?
Yeah, you don't want an issue at a time you're trying to get to where you want to go, obviously. And obviously that's something the Mets don't need that headache. I see an open, you know, dialogue there, but you're also dealing with an agent, with a client that's very special and headed towards some big dollars in the not too distant future. But the thing also, Matthew, about Jose is he is very much involved in who he is. He is always in the manager's office. He's always talking to Dan Jennings. He's always talking to the people in the front office when he can. He's a guy that has, you know, very good rapport with them, and you know, he kind of lets them know how he feels. And his temperament, he may also, if they sense they're getting where they want to go, he may be saying to his agent, I'm pitching, you know, so that could be another factor there as well. But, you know, it's this is down the line and how you be preemptive. You know, we're seeing more and more cases of this, of how to best balance it and do it. It's going to create some interesting storylines next year. But again, I think it's going to be the combination of communication, you know, Jose's, you know, belief in the team and that they have his best interests at heart, and he's the same, that they kind of move it forward and hopefully without incident. You don't want to see any club being distracted for the wrong reasons, especially around playoff time. So I'm sure that the Marlins are going to take note on how to best deal with Scott Boras when that day comes.
All right. Well, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.